All right, Porch Talk, October 1st. I'm here with Ruben.
What's going on?
New character.
Yeah.
But we could start off with, I already went over Cowboys-Giants and my vent and my piece on that. The Cowboys fucking suck. Do you have any thoughts on that? You want to?
I have the same exact thoughts, bro. Like, how are you gonna be America's team barely gutting out games, bro? Especially to the Giants. Like, you're supposed to be a dominant team. You gotta be doing dominant performances.
They needed to win that game in the first half.
Have to, bro. Not go down to the wire getting interception in the last drive, you know?
Yeah. But if we're already on this topic of squeaking by teams, let's get to those boys in the bag.
Hey.
The San Francisco 49ers squeaked past my New England Patriots yesterday. No. 2 days ago.
Squeaked past? What are you talking about? It was 30. We won by 20. We won by 20.
Nah. Pats 17. Had a chance. It was Brock threw that pick in the end zone.
Yeah. I remember that.
If Pats went down and scored, it would have been a one-possession game.
That is true.
You can't have a hypothetical one-possession game against the fucking Patriots if this team's supposed to be in the Super Bowl. That's my only piece.
You're not wrong. And I'm going to keep it a buzz. As a diehard Niner fan, seeing all these teams that we're not strong, our secondary is trash. Special teams has not been. I'm going to keep it a buzz. I fucking hate our special teams. Doc Shirani.
Special teams, special players.
Yeah. Like, Ronnie Bell, he needs to start putting the fries in the bag because, like, what's up with him?
Tell Ronnie to get him in the bag.
Should be 3-1, but yeah, you know, I mean.
Do you think it was the 14-year-old Norteño shooting Ricky Pearsall in Union Square that started the season off badly? Can
honestly,
we blame him?
Bad buys, like
bad mojo?
What's up
for
with
the Rolex?
Our luck with first-round picks is just.
Horrible.
Horrible, bro.
I think the team just sucks. I think that may be the issue. Brock does have the highest QB rating. What was it? What was it?
25 games.
25 games. I'll put that out there.
Okay, but okay. I love this topic, bro. I need to hear what is your insight on is Brock Purdy him? Like, he's a top 10 quarterback in the league right now.
I'll give you 10. I'll give you top 10.
100% 10. I mean, if we could get hot, we could say top 5 currently within these past 3 weeks.
Then you could say that.
That's
the
what
last
I'm saying.
Four
but I'm not
going to
be delusional and be like, yes, these past 3 years, top five. Like, no. There's talent side.
It's just when it comes to the playoffs, there's other guys I would prefer at this point. I'm not knocking Brock. I wrote a couple articles about Brock.
Yeah.
So I believe in Brock, but it's just if it's like a Honda Civic is going to get you to your destination.
That's actually such a
Honda Civic is going to get you there. It's not going to, you know, you're going to have the car's going to start. You're going to have gas in that shit. No problem. A to B. You get a Ferrari, and that shit's going to get you there like that. Give me Lamar Jackson. There's just guys above Brock. That's my issue with Brock is he has a ceiling because there's guys above him that I would prefer 100 times out of 100. Lamar, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
You put Dak on this Niners team. Where's this Niners team with Dak?
I'm going to keep it above. I think that's false, bro. How has Lamar Jackson been in the league 3 to 4 years more with less playoff wins and less Super Bowl appearances? That the last pick in the draft, Brock Purdy. Yeah, we can say
Niners fan love that Super Bowl appearance.
Yes, I love
Super Bowl appearances.
It's true, bro. Like the reason I say it, I'm such a Purdy lover, bro. Cause imagine having to deal with fucking shitty Jimmy Garoppolo, porn star Jimmy,
for almost four years.
Away?
Yeah.
4 years, bro. A Niners fan, like I wanted to rip my fucking throat out every time I saw this man play. Like it was a guaranteed 2-interception game, down to the wire, defense carrying. So. That's why I just love Brock, because every time I watch Brock, I'm not scared. I know what he's capable of.
But if it's January, it's February. Say the Niners make it again. I'm still taking Lamar over Brock in a Super Bowl.
Really?
I'm taking, yeah, I am. Lamar, give me Josh Allen over Brock. There's just so many guys above Brock that kind of deters me off of Brock for that reason. That's why I think this Niners team has a ceiling. I don't know, especially this year. If McCaffrey has tendonitis in both legs.
Both legs cooked, bro.
Yeah, this season's
over. You like Jordan Mason, though?
I like Jordan Mason. I like Jordan Mason a lot.
I liked him even last year, bro. He averaged like 7 yards a carry last year. I seen him, like, okay.
Yeah, he was one of those, if you're in a deep fantasy league, you had to take a peek at Jordan.
Little 18, man. Little
yeah, exactly. 20, but 20, you've never been on the show. I had the biggest topic is Niners under 9 wins this year. Under 10. I said they were going 9 games.
We need to check out the schedule because, bro, I'm not shooting that down because we do have a hard schedule, bro. We do like Chiefs in 2 weeks. Cardinals has to be a dub next week.
I don't know if it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying, but Kyler Murray, man, he hasn't been consistent.
Washington looked good. Washington just ran through Arizona, so you could say that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's another topic I want to get to, man. Washington is a...
You have Seattle the next week.
That's going to be a rough
in
game.
In Seattle.
Thursday night, too.
They looked good last night. Geno looks elite. Bro, we were talking about that last night.
Geno has been slinging that rock.
Yeah.
But what's crazy, like, why do you think these quarterbacks just come out of nowhere like this? Like, Geno, Purdy, you could say what? Who else? Who else really...
In terms of coming out of nowhere, you could say Josh Allen.
Allen. I remember those first 2 years.
Who fucks this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just maturity. I think it's just maybe time. Yeah, it's just time. The NFL is time. Yeah.
It's that confidence.
It was like what Brady was saying. Like, you can't take a first-round pick and just immediately throw him in the game because then you get some shitty situations. Like how the Pats are letting Drake May build.
Yeah.
But it's just time. It's just confidence boosting.
But let's see about this 9
Seattle,
wins, bro.
And you have Kansas City. So you have Arizona. It's in.
Well, look, we're beating the Chiefs. The Chiefs. I'm sorry. After Rasheed Rice.
Yeah, that changes
their team
everything.
Looks fucking sorry.
That changes everything. That changes everything.
Two DPI calls. Are you kidding me, brother? The Chiefs should be 1-3, respectfully.
Now they lose Rashi. That changes.
Yeah, that team
it all.
Is cooked. Bro.
Xavier Worthy can't be a wide receiver one. Mm-hmm. He's throwing to Juju and fucking Skylar Moore. I'm gonna just come out
Watson.
And say it.
Watson
and Chris. Yeah, I can't stand when fucking wide receivers wear defensive back numbers. Sky Moore, 24.
It doesn't
make any sense. Rashid Shaheed, 22. Right. You can't be running routes wearing 22.
You can't
like
be running. You cannot.
It just does not. It doesn't click as a viewer. But regardless.
Hey, but that zero is tough, though.
The zero is tough, wear 20. Sky Moore, 24.
You cannot wear 24.
That's a defensive back number. You got to get in that secondary. But Seattle, Kansas City. So you have Arizona, Seattle, Kansas City, the next three.
Okay.
They lose two of those.
They
lose in Seattle and they lose to Kansas City.
No, I don't see that. I'm sorry. I think we show a statement.
It's who can be on the field, though. That's the biggest thing with the Niners is who can be on the field. Who's coming into work on Sunday?
Right.
Because this team can't stay on the field.
Hey, man. Speaking of not like, look at Juwan Jennings.
Juwan Jennings. You weren't on this. My friend Mikey was on here talking about Juwan Jennings preseason. He's like, Juwan Jennings is going to be top 15 wide receiver this year. Something ridiculous.
Man.
And I shut it down. I threw it out the window. But I have to admit at this point, Juwan Jennings may be that catch he had what was it, that third quarter?
That third
I think?
Quarter
yeah.
Over the holder, the defender
yeah,
holding
yeah,
him on
yeah.
shoulder, reaching like that's different. But that's the thing. I love like the Niners our receiver three because. Remember Kendrick Bourne, too?
Yeah, of course. He's a Patriot.
He's a
Patriot,
like,
yeah.
I love guys like that who, no matter you throw that ball to them, they're going to get it. Like, they're going to see three targets a game, but they're going to catch all three.
Yeah, and
first
it's going to be a lot of yards after catch.
Exactly,
yeah, exactly.
Some meaningful
big
shit,
catches.
So. But not like Jennings has been really – he could be that. He's that wide receiver, too, right now, bro.
They said he's the wide receiver that catches footballs and wears the right shorts to practice. Did you see that shit?
I haven't seen that.
The Brandon Ayuk thing?
Oh, yeah, bro.
You saw him throwing his shorts off and shit? What is the opinion on that? You throw a fit the whole offseason.
That's crazy. And then you
get paid.
You get paid, bro, and then you play like a bum.
And then you start pulling doing this shit.
Two catches, 46, 46 yards? Like.
A lot of drops. A lot of drops. Then you start doing this shit. Showing up in the wrong shorts. Fred Warner show up in the wrong shorts?
Hey, Fred Warner could do anything, bro. That guy's the best.
Fred Warner's the best linebacker in football, but it's not even close.
It's not even close, bro. I'm happy with
agree
on that.
I can't even. He's miles ahead.
So
it's not even close. There's nobody even close.
He is, bro, watching this guy play is just.
That pick he had over the middle was just stupid.
And then getting up, running down the side, like.
Picks it. I mean, Fred Warner, it's not even close.
Let's see, we own the Cowboys.
But he wears the right shorts to practice, I bet you that.
Come on. Hey, what are we saying about the Bears, though? Was it Justin Fields, or they're just pulling out games out their ass?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Right.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think they're pulling games out of their ass. Caleb's getting lucky. DJ Moore looks fucking pissed. I don't know if you look at DJ Moore run those routes anymore, but he's... Because Caleb just doesn't... I don't know. It looks strange. It's just something looks off. But I still have hope. They have Carolina this week, so I think they'll be a nice little bounce back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But Carolina's kind of turning around with Andy, so I don't know.
Bro,
they're not a free win anymore.
Poor Bryce Young. See... It's like watching your replacement do better than you like.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now it starts
immediately
to
too.
Immediately,
he's what 47 years old too. He's got four kids. Like he's got three knees. He's got no business on the field.
Bro's just doing this. He's just throwing picks in on just to have fun, you know. Like,
speaking of which, Joe Flacco.
Hey man,
Joe Flacco getting it done.
What the fuck is up, bro? They gotta start running with Anthony Richardson. Hey, we gotta be for real.
I don't get how he goes down. Says he's hurt. Shane says he's like, nah, let me go back in. And Shane Steichen's like, yeah, you know what? Go back in.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a leg injury.
Literally.
First play back, they go, let's go QB draw to the left. Immediately hurt. What are we doing? He just went down with the leg injury, and we run QB draw immediately, and he gets hurt immediately. But the Niners win in under 9 games. What are they? They're 2-2 now.
2-2. Bro,
Arizona, Seattle, Kansas City.
The thing about the Niners, remember last year when we lost those 3 in a row?
Yeah.
We lost those 3 in a row off some bullshit, like, and then we catch our heat. Like, that's what we always do. We always catch the heat. Look, our offensive prowess is like this. At least this past game against the Patriots, I loved it, bro. Throwing it, running it, defense was on par. Like, that's what they needed to bounce back from these 2 losses.
But offensive prowess may be a stretch.
Really?
I don't know about offensive prowess. I needed to see that game over in the first half.
When you're wide? Okay.
I needed that over in the first half.
You're right. It should have been in the first half, but when we look at Purdy, number one passing yards in the league.
Brock looks good.
385 yards against, well, who did they play last week that we lost to? Shit, why am I blanking out?
Yeah, they lost to the Rams last week.
The Rams, fucking, I hate the Rams, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, shitty-ass Rams.
Who lose to Chicago this week. Yeah.
Wow. But let me...
We have Seattle.
Let me look at this.
Seattle, Kansas City. You lose to Seattle in Seattle. I think they beat
them. That's not a stretch.
They beat Arizona. I'll give you that. They beat Arizona at home.
I think we get 3-2. I think we get a game like last night where... Might be a shootout.
Yeah, I think in Seattle. Yeah. So they beat Arizona at home 3-2, lose to Seattle 3-3. You have Kansas City at home.
We're beating them. I'm sorry, I think we're beating them.
They haven't come out and confirmed Rashi's knee injury yet. And that's one thing I will say. If you look at the video, I'm not a doctor, but I saw some guy on TikTok who probably isn't a doctor, but claims to be a doctor. And he said that since his knee, like, didn't really, like, it stayed with his body, it's a good thing. Like, it's obviously not a good thing, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, if it was torn, it would have been a little more rigid.
It almost looked
like a bad hyperextension.
Yeah, bad hyperextension, because it could either be a really bad hyperextension or he did tear his AC or some bullshit.
Yeah.
It looks similar to Nick Chubb's injury last year.
That's a good point.
The goal line,
That's a good point.
Nick Chubb's shit was terrible.
that was bad. His shit hit broke.
You think he comes back running?
I don't know.
Like Adrian Peterson style?
Yeah, I mean, he's young. What is he, 22? Second
wait,
year?
Chubb?
No, I thought you meant.
Rice. Oh, no, yeah, Rice comes back swinging.
Nick Chubb? I don't know. I was trying to draft him in some of my leagues.
I got him.
You got him? You did that? Yeah, IR. That was smart. I don't know.
I mean, his window's open for 21 days now, so he could even start this Sunday.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that he may start Sunday, because he may have been ready week 1, but they just wanted to taper him in.
Yeah.
But Cleveland looks like shit. That's my only thing. Cleveland's horrible.
Ass.
Trade Amari Cooper, please.
What?
Yeah, give Amari Cooper. He's a Patriot. Like, give him to somebody.
I was about to say, that's what
No.
They're wasting his time.
It's horrible to watch. He still can do it. Give Amari away.
Who needs a wide receiver? I'm really sorry about
Kansas City. Go pick up Amari Cooper.
Have to.
Yeah, go get somebody.
That is a trade. That's
go
a trade
get somebody.
Right there.
Kansas City. Devontae Adams is available.
I
yep.
I was gonna
yep.
get on that, bro.
Devontae.
I really
did you
think
see
Devontae
the
Adams.
Did you see the Antonio Pierce like the Twitter post and it was like they need to trade Devontae Adams?
Wow.
And it said like by Antonio. Let me see.
Well, yeah, because Antonio Pierce is cool with Adams. Like he's wasting his. I don't know if you watched. Did you watch the wide receiver shit on Netflix? Bro, Devontae Adams, he's like, I don't give a fuck about these chips or nothing. Like, I don't give a fuck about winning too much. I care about my legacy. This bro cares about
his... There's no volume. It's horrible.
There's no volume.
It's Gardner Minshew. It's whoever the fuck. It's Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell.
Like,
man.
Come on. We got to... It was Jimmy for a little bit.
You got to do something better.
And he went there for Derek Carr.
Derek Carr leaves, man.
They traded him immediately.
Was it a fraudulent... was it a fluke? Those two, that first... That 2-0?
The Raiders?
The Saints?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Saints will always be pretenders.
Yeah.
I think Derek Carr. I don't have faith in Derek Carr whatsoever.
Bro. They're either a nine and eight team, or the 9-8 or 8-9.
9-8.
I think a nine and eight team.
It's that division.
That division is a 9-8.
Yeah.
9-8 will get you.
Atlanta's gonna be 9-8 too.
Bro, 8.
Atlanta's defense is nice.
Atlanta is not, bro.
Atlanta's defense.
They gut it out in the end, and that's what you need in a good team. Like, good teams gut it out. They win those tight games.
Kirk's going to go down soon. It'll be Michael Penix. I said Kirk's going to step down, like, take a knee and, like, yeah. like a movie. And just hand over to Michael Penix and, like, step down. And he'll be, like, the coach.
In those previous podcasts, did you ever hear, like, did you guys talk about that pick, the eighth?
Yeah.
Number eight pick?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we did. We discussed that.
How are you going to, like, in college, this guy was a stud. I think this guy.
He's old, too. He's already 24.
24. You put him in a system right now, I think he's slinging that
immediately. Atlanta's a contender immediately.
Slinging that
Bijan Robinson
rock,
is hated
bro.
By Raheem Morris for some reason. Does not get touches.
Why
makes
is he
zero
not getting
sense.
Touches? And Kuppet, you have some of the best offensive people in their position, and you're not using
them. Yeah, there's nothing there.
You're not using them.
Is Kyle Pitts real? I don't know if I can contend. He gave me a zero in fantasy.
Yeah, bro.
That was,
poor guy.
That was,
hey, speaking of zeros, fuck Mark Andrews. If you ever, Mark whoever Andrews. Drafted Mark Andrews fourth, fifth round like I did, I feel for you, bro. I feel for you guys.
So you have Kansas City beating the Niners week 6 or 7. You beat Arizona, lose to Seattle. You're 3-3. You have Kansas City at home. Do you lose to Kansas City?
At home.
Yeah.
We're not losing that game, respectfully.
You have Cowboys at home the following
week. We own the Cowboys.
On Sunday Night Football.
Or is that the Cowboys redemption game against us? They gotta get one. They gotta
I think
beat
the Cowboys
one time.
Are gonna. I think.
I could see that. I'm not gonna. I'm
yeah,
not gonna
I don't know. I think they could lose to Kansas City and Dallas.
I think we'll just have to see how the Cowboys flows these next 2 weeks.
If Debo doesn't play in either of these, or somebody doesn't play, or his team just can't stay healthy.
Because it's almost like the turning point in the season. Like teams go 1-3. Teams go.
You have Tampa, Seattle following Dallas. Tampa in Tampa.
Man, we have a
Seattle.
The schedule is crazy. Like, that stretch from the Chiefs, Cowboys, Bucks, Seahawks, Pags, Bills. Like, we might... You're right. If we get the bad end of the stick, we could really...
They could lose a lot of these games.
We could go
1-4
in those five
yeah.
games. Like, if we're not... But that's what I'm saying. That's where we come in.
Tampa at home is going to be a problem. Because that secondary... Niners secondary is horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, and so...
Horrible.
Baker's going to cook that.
Godwin and Evans are
That's good. Why I don't trust them against Kansas City. I don't trust them against Dallas.
I
don't trust him against Geno right now.
I think any rematch game, especially like a Super Bowl rematch, who you lost to twice in the Super Bowl, there's different.
In Santa Clara, so that's yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there's different. Like,
that's
a different mindset, different way of going. It's like when remember like when we play some soccer game or something, bro. When we have a rival, we always want to play better. Like,
yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. Is Pat going to turn up now that Rashi went down? I just don't think he can with fucking Juju. Yeah, it's not. Sky Moore can't be a wide receiver one. Juju can't be a wide receiver one.
And then Kelsey's having a decline. I mean,
Kelsey might as well not even clock in.
That's what I'm saying. He had a decent performance last week, but still, like, where was he those past three games?
And it's not the same.
It's not the same. It doesn't look as dominant.
Kansas City made that. Losing Rashi is a huge. That changes everything.
Because that's how the Chiefs always succeed. They have a number one receiver.
Yeah, exactly. Because
no
that's how those
what.
Fast guys get in behind. That's how they get those over-the-top routes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we had what? They had Tyreek. Bro, Reek. It was just Reek. And then now you throw in Rashi.
But it was Kelsey. Because Kelsey had that over the middle. Yeah. And then Tyreek's over the top. And so that's what that was at Rashi worthy. But now it can't be. Unless Kelsey figures it out.
Oh, my.
It's going to be worthy running the slot routes. It's going to be ugly.
But what were you saying? Sorry.
No. I don't know. Go ahead.
I know. I was saying, like, when we were talking about how there's not that much offense, there's not that much dominance. Like, I'm looking at, like, the teams. Like, I don't even see a juggernaut in our league no more. Like,
yeah,
that
that's
team
a good,
that is just.
That's a good point. I was talking about that last show. Detroit looks good.
True.
Like, when Detroit shows up and
True.
Plays Detroit like they did last night, put up 42,
True.
Like, that team looks good.
That's right.
If Jared Goff can do that every night, not even that level. But just put up 250, two touchdowns, just consistent. Get the ball to Amon.
Perfect
get the ball
game.
To everybody else. Exactly. Get
Perfect
the ball to everybody
game.
Else. Get Jameer involved. When it's like synergy like that and it's all flowing, Detroit looks good. But they've struggled so far.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about them is that imagine having two elite running backs. Like, we've never really. Like,
and they both get touches, which is crazy. And then Jared Goff, you still have that vertical attack.
Like, speaking, like, do you think. Looking at the like when McCaffrey comes back, you say he comes back healthy this year. Like, you think the Niners can implement some type of Jordan Mason McCaffrey type?
I think they have to with McCaffrey's injuries now.
Yeah,
you can't have him come back and have 40 touches a game. Mason's definitely going to be in the lineup. But, yeah, we're not going to see the McCaffrey 42 carries, 17 catches. 17 catches. It's not going to happen.
32
anymore.
Targets.
Yeah, it's not going to. It's, they got to give him a break now.
Man.
Now they can. That's kind of the benefit. But I just don't know. Is McCaffrey going to come back one? This is all contingent on him missing the regular season.
I think he probably will. Will he miss the regular season?
I think he'll miss the regular season. They'll realize that playoffs are a stretch. Or not even playoffs, just like Super Bowl contending is a stretch, I think. And then,
because
somebody's going to go down. I said that's my main reason why I'm not confident in this team, is they can't stay on the field for whatever reason it is. That Niners team is never healthy in any big game. It's never...
We're always missing one of the...
Missing one to two people minimum. Yeah. Minimum. It's always one to two people gone. So that's why I just don't have faith in it. And for that reason, I just think they're going to be at like 8 wins, 9 wins and realize there's no need to rush Christian back. Kind of like with the Jets last year. Aaron Rodgers was ready come that time, but they suck. So it's like there's no need, that's what I think will happen with McCaffrey this year, just because tendonitis in both Achilles...
Like, that's brutal.
That's brutal. That's shit you can't really heal from. Like, that's just deterioration.
That's just a little constant.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I had that all through my, like, high school and shit. That is brutal. You can't run. Like, it's just deterioration, I think. That's not something you heal.
When looking at it, I'm having some complications in my league right now because I need a running back. I mean, I had Swift. Don't get me wrong. I have Swift. He put up 30 points.
Could sell high.
I could sell high on
that, but
I don't know if I wanted to. I have, bro, my receivers are stacked. Drake London, Amon-Ra, and Olave.
Yeah.
So, I'm saying a trade in my league was Christian Olave for Jordan Mason. Do I make that trade? Is that something I really could? Because he's getting the charge.
What are you looking at in terms of, like, how deep is the league? How many people?
Deep. The league is crazy good, bro. The waivers have nothing. There's nothing on that.
I think that's a decent move.
I think it's a decent move
because then Olave is tied to Derek Carr, so you have to rely on Derek Carr at the same time.
That's exactly what my thought process was. But my biggest
Niners
fear
can
is,
suck and just give Jordan Mason the ball.
But my biggest fear was, are they going to bring McCaffrey back? They're being so cryptic with it. I think they know that he's not coming back.
I don't think he is at all. I think the second he left the continental U.S. it was over. That season was over.
Yeah.
The moment you go to Germany, wherever the fuck you gotta go,
doing all
getting
this
on planes, like it's
going
not.
To,
it's
going
over.
In a different.
The season's over. The season's
over.
Over.
It has
yeah,
to
that,
be
it,
over.
I was saying that before the draft. We did a podcast. Oh fuck! I was saying that before the draft. We did a podcast that not to draft McCaffrey one. I was telling a lot of
never.
People that. Yeah, just because I felt it was gonna be a funky season.
CD.
Yeah, it was gonna be a funky season, but. The moment he left the U.S., it was over. And for that, the Niners are going to win 9 games. What else happened yesterday? Pats lost to the Niners. You want to talk about Green Bay, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Sam Darnold?
Down 20. There he came back. Almost came back.
They almost lost. That's
a
good point.
They almost lost.
Yeah, I think they just kind of let off the gas. I don't know if that was. Sam Darnold looks elite.
But we could say... Jordan Love is elite now.
Jordan Love, I was talking
he
to him.
He is elite. Like, that's crazy how...
On one
that,
leg.
How on one leg, and how that Packers team just... They just go right back immediately.
They never really turned off, though, because they won 2 games
with
Malik Willis.
Yeah,
like
Malik
that
Willis,
career shitty backup.
Yeah.
They win 2 games and looked elite. You got to give credit to Matt LaFleur, because that shows it's good
coaches.
Coaching. You
yeah,
can, you could you
coaches.
Put a backup in, and it'll still work.
Hey, but
and
man,
then Jordan Love's come back, 400 yards, 4 touchdowns.
3 interceptions, though.
Yeah, but you throw the ball 52 times.
54, wow.
Yeah, you throw the ball that many times, it's going to be...
Hey, Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed looks good.
Oh, my God.
He plays like he's 6'6".
139, 7 receptions,
yeah.
A tutty, like...
And he went up and got a lot of those. That wasn't like a little check down yards after catch. That was a jump ball, and he went up and got that.
Dirty.
So... credit to Jaden Reed. Romeo Doubs, I think, is going to have a huge season now. If Jordan Love can stay on the field... He looks a little angry.
Who?
Jordan Love.
Oh, Jordan Love?
Like, seeing him throw the ball, like, he looks mad. He looks like he's playing with purpose.
Yeah,
so,
he,
Jordan Love could
he's
have...
He's elite, like... The
yeah,
way
from
he,
here
the
on out, it's going to be scary.
The way he throw, it's like...
And the NFC is so open. Green Bay can slide right in. Who
so
do they play?
Open. This next upcoming week, let's check. They might have... They're playing the Rams, yeah. I think that's
You have the Cardinals next week. Houston, Jacksonville. I'm turned off Houston a little bit.
Yeah, right after these past two
games. Yeah, you can't. They stutter against Jacksonville. Yeah. Lose to Minnesota.
Lose get blown to Minnesota. Out, but
yeah, like CJ. Moment CJ saw the CJ was on the bench in the third quarter. Like that game was not even that was bad.
Yeah.
I'm turned off Houston for I don't know what's going on. CJ does look. I don't know what the problem is, but you have if you're the Packers, you have the Rams this week, Arizona next week, Houston the following week, Jacksonville, Detroit, Pack or Bears, Niners, so Dolphins, who are a free win. I feel like at this point.
Yeah.
Tua's not coming back.
Tua gotta retire, man.
At least take the season.
At least take the season. I'll make sure to check.
He needs to go to Germany.
He needs
get Tua to Germany.
Get this man to Germany.
Get Tua to Germany. Maybe he was on the plane with McCaffrey. Maybe he got on this like side door. They let him sit in the luggage area.
I see CTE.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I'm not a doctor, but there's some shit going on. There's. I don't know if about in the future. We probably are in the present.
He's probably
five concussions. It doesn't look good.
In five concussions in a year and a half.
The second you throw up a gang sign and you're down there, you gotta. It's
unintentional gang
sign. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta pack the bags.
Yeah, bro.
You gotta pack it up.
It may be time, but Green Bay, look out for Green Bay.
I think Green Bay is one of my. That's a contender team right there. They don't have a tough schedule. But man, what about the 4-0 Vikings?
Sam Darnold, you gotta give credit. USC Sam Darnold.
It's finally good.
USC Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold I watched.
But that brings it back to my question, like Carolina, like the Jets, those shitty Jets, Carolina, like they're the issue with these good quarterbacks, bro.
Yeah.
Terrible teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I mean, Sam Darnold was a backup on the Niners, and I never thought he was a bad. I'm like, this guy's a starting quarterback.
I don't want to tote. I said it preseason when JJ McCarthy went down. I said this team's gonna win 10 games because I had a faith about Sam Darnold. If you were a USC fan a couple years ago, you watched Sam Darnold play football. It was serious football. So with that Justin Jefferson, I said he was going to be the best receiver in football.
Mm-hmm.
He looks elite. He is elite. Who's better than Justin? Nico Collins, you can make that argument.
Wow, yes.
Credit to Nico Collins.
I mean, it's because his stats, the way their offense is running, yes.
But those aren't little checkdowns.
That's
either.
What I'm saying.
Those are 40-yard post routes 11, every time over the middle. Saying. Like he's catching grown man routes.
But are you seeing? But like JJ's
Andre
routes.
Johnson.
Oh my god!
Like catching routes shit over like the middle. That, like it doesn't matter. Like meet me in the middle. He's catching the football. So,
but man,
Justin Jefferson's the best wide receiver.
I think,
so far,
in my opinion, he is the best wide receiver. But I'd love to see Sam Darnold succeed, man.
Yeah, it's good to see.
It's just really
good. It's
good
to see. He was decent with San Francisco last year.
No, 100%.
So it was good to see.
But now what do you do with – because I think with Sam Darnold, like we were saying, you need a – if you're going to have the best receiver in the NFL, you need someone singing that. I'm sorry, I don't think J.J. McCarthy would have been able
to. Yeah, that's what I said. I said the moment he went down, this is nice. Like,
yeah,
this is not to –
you need
not
a
to,
veteran.
You don't want somebody
veteran,
to get hurt, but
– a veteran who knows his player –
this team would have lost three of those games if it was
JJ
McCarthy.
100%.
It would have been over.
100%
It would have been bad.
It would have been two. Yeah.
I don't know if they would have started him regardless, though. I feel like.
Yeah, I think
they would have recognized that.
Bad,
yeah, I think they would have recognized that. You have Tampa, Philly. Philly looks terrible.
At that. Philly is a like.
Their secondary, that defense just continued. Nick Sirianni has won. I think he's lost 12 of his last 15 games or something like
I
that.
I honestly think it's due to AJ Brown. Once AJ Brown comes back, this team's gonna.
It's a whole different. Yeah, you gotta acknowledge that they're missing Devontae, missing AJ Brown. You do have to acknowledge that.
Dallas Goedert though.
Dallas Goedert looks decent.
Elite tight end.
Yeah, Saquon got held up. He had that one big run.
A little 84 yards. Mike Evans, man, I would never.
Baker continues to thrive in this system. 352 touchdowns.
Was he always this good?
Yeah.
Was he always this good?
At Oklahoma, Baker's always been this good. Baker's always been. I gotta admit that. It's just, like you said, shitty system, Cleveland.
It's honestly so happy because, like, his career would have... If it wasn't for that Rams trade...
He was running routes for Carolina.
If it wasn't for that fucking Rams trade where he got traded one... He only had one day to learn the book and won the game.
Yeah.
He would not be with the Bucks right now.
Yeah, that's fair to say. Carolina had him running routes.
That's crazy.
So, you gotta...
Carolina had Baker.
He was
Baker
running... Yeah, he was running screen plays. So, you gotta acknowledge that. Shout out to Baker. Speaking of Carolina, almost beat Cincinnati, who would have been 0-4. Cincinnati, is it time? Is this season over? Because you take away Jamar's big play. Credit to Jamar, he breaks 17 tackles on the way to the end zone. He has two catches for 22 yards.
I think people grouped up Cincinnati in the wrong tier.
I think so too. I was wrong.
They put him out.
Joe Burrow just does not look.
He is not that elite. Like, mm-hmm. He's good. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, he's still a good quarterback. But
I mean, on paper, Andy Dalton had a better game.
Yeah.
25 completion. Like, would you rather have two touchdowns and a pick? Or no, I guess Joe Burrow did. Joe Burrow went for 232. Sam or Andy had 220. So.
Yeah.
Not great either way. But Carolina looks good, man. Deontay Johnson missed a couple touchdowns.
Deontay Johnson. Back-to-back weeks now. Man.
Chuba Hubbard looks good.
Hubbard.
What if Carolina starts to contend? What if Carolina... Now, before this season, Carolina had a win total of 5.5 is what the line was.
Mm-hmm.
And you watched those first three games with Bryce Young. And I was sitting there thinking, how the fuck...
How are they going to win one game?
Are they going to win six games? How are they going to... Exactly. How are they going to win exactly.
one game?
Did the line makers know that Bryce would be benched eventually? Or was this just...
I think you got to account for that. If their line was 5.5 or 6.5?
Yeah, it was 5.5.
Yeah, that with feels their line
way too high.
I think
higher than the Patriots at 4.5.
They honestly, I think they were expecting a bounce back. I think they were just expecting a second year Bryce Young just
really
to pop
just
up.
To turn off.
They
yeah.
got some new weapons. What they got? Deontay Johnson. They got Xavier Leggett.
Yeah.
You think okay, man? Throw weapons. It was never the weapons, bro.
It was
that he cannot see it above the line.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing.
I think if he was 6'1", he's 5'9", respectfully.
Yeah,
he's a
yeah.
It's like if I'm slinging the rock over 6'7".
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, that's
yeah.
just not happening.
You got to look in the mirror. Like, at our height, we got to look in the mirror. If you're under 6'2", you're not playing quarterback.
Yeah.
It's, we got to. You got to look in the mirror. Like, it's...
I think... I don't know if Carolina will ever do it, but I think he goes. He should go to Miami. I think that's his destination.
I could see that. They're all under 5'8".
Yeah.
Tyreek's about 5'3".
You got a good
like,
line
yeah, exactly.
There.
You
exactly.
got Achane's 5'2".
Bryce Young could throw that shit.
Yeah, it's not his problem. You saw him at Alabama. He was first. He was the first overall pick for a reason. It's not like he was round 7. Like Bryce was there for a reason.
Do you think if CJ Stroud goes to Carolina?
I was thinking about that the other day.
Or is it still the same?
I think it's the same, but a little bit better.
Because what made?
I think it's the fault of Carolina.
Because I think CJ Stroud was able to unlock the Nico Collins.
I mean, just look at anybody Carolina has. You get Sam Darnold, Baker. Baker just got a max deal, basically. Going for 400 yards, a couple touchdowns. Yeah. Sam Darnold's the best team in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's Carolina. And those guys, that was 2 years ago. It's not like that was 10 years ago. They developed. They went to do some shit. Went to Germany, whatever they had to do.
True.
This was this was 2 years ago, man. Like, there was, this was, this Carolina.
I think the team that won the draft, Washington, man. Washington having that shitty, one of the shittiest decades.
Yeah.
One of the shittiest decades, bro. I mean, besides RG3, of course. And you hit the rock 3-1, and they're a good 3-1.
Yeah, yeah, they're a comfortable
3-1.
It's a comfortable 3-1.
I could never watch a Washington rest. Taylor Heineke. I could never watch that. But bro, I'm watching.
He was
I'm
good
over
for a little bit against Baltimore. Like
he had
a couple
some
good
stunts.
Games.
He had
a couple good games. You got to give him a little credit.
I'm there to watch Jaden Daniels, bro.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
He's the real.
That's what
deal.
They're saying during the draft. Is his number one quality was his NFL readiness because he's 24, so he's old, and 24. That's what they're saying. He's mature. Like he knows how to play football. At this
like
point.
No, like you don't just throw 54 touchdowns or 50 touchdowns in college and rushing as well. And not expect to be ready.
Yeah, but rarely do you see a quarterback as a rookie come in and just immediately take over. Like, no stuttering, no hesitation, just take over.
And it's like, I think...
You rarely see that.
I think that's the thing about quarterbacks. The first-round quarterbacks is... Those first three games are going to determine the rest of their season.
Yeah, and there's so much expectation.
So much expectation. And then once the narratives start rolling in, top 10 quarterback, top 10... You relax.
Yeah.
Because people, no matter, even if you fuck up, the narrative is not going to change right away.
Yeah.
They're still on your back, so I think that's just, I think now Jaden, I think we're going to see some rookie of the year type numbers.
Yeah, I think we do now, because I think Caleb puts it in perspective, like just the gap. Like it's sizable. Like you can watch, it's visibly there. Like the gap, you watch Caleb play, you watch Jaden play, it's 100%. It's a foot wide. It's 200 feet wide.
100%.
But, and it's crazy because Caleb's not doing horrible. He went for 380, won a game last week.
Yeah, I
won the game this week.
like I said,
he's not playing horrible.
That's not true. I think he's getting comfortable.
He looks uncomfortable. Exactly. Give it a couple weeks.
Give it a week. Yeah, those first exactly. 1-2 weeks. When he was celebrating after they fucking won off six field goal,
That was sorry. Yeah.
It was sorry, but now he's slinging that rock. He looks more comfortable. The run game went, bro. Had a 50-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Like,
you
have something there.
There's something there, exactly.
Something there.
They're building. And once DJ Moore and him start clicking, it'll kind of just be immediate. I drafted Caleb and DJ Moore. Wow. So I need that to happen. That's a little biased. Yeah.
Have to, bro.
So Cincinnati sucks. You have Houston stuttering against Jacksonville. Jacksonville didn't look horrible, but Trevor Lawrence just kind of fell apart in the end.
Yeah.
Is Jacksonville just done for the season? They're done.
Oh, and it's sad. They're done.
When do they hang him up at that point? Free Brian Thomas.
Free Please. Brian Thomas.
He should have so many.
Junior.
I drafted him too. Please.
Oh my god. Please. What happened?
He should have four more touchdowns than he does.
Is it the quarterback play? Is it the coaching? The O-line? Because I don't.
O-line's horrible.
Yeah.
O-line's
right?
horrible.
I have to.
The coaching's not great. Doug Peterson. It may be. He's not
but
Doug Peterson of old.
I still think you have an elite wide receiver. I'm going to say he's elite, like Brian Thomas Jr.
Oh, 100%. 100%. 100%.
With a good, like, you're 100%.
You saw what he did this week. He should have had double that. And that's not a fault to him. He was in the position to make those plays. That was just shitty quarterback play.
Because we're giving, what's his name? Trevor Lawrence. Well, he got 270?
Yeah.
240? What was it?
Yeah, it was right around.
And that's his, that's.
It was.
Like, that's what he's supposed to be playing like. He's playing.
169 for Trevor. 169, two touchdowns.
Looking at that Nico Collins, his stats are just
12, 150 and a touchdown. That's what I'm saying. It's like an Andre Johnson just
that is
downfield.
Ridiculous.
Does not matter. You don't see him catch a ball for under 8 yards ever.
Wow.
What's his yards per catch?
I'm trying to find that out right now. He averaged 13 yards a catch.
Yeah.
That 12 game.
Yeah, you do not. It just nothing is under 10 yards. And that's every week. Look at those targets.
Oh, my God.
8, 10, 10, 15.
See, that's the volume you need.
Yeah, that's how you make it. Exactly.
An R wide receiver one.
But that's crazy because Diggs still gets his work, too.
Right, you seen that?
Yeah.
What up, what? Like, he had, like, 80 yards?
What did he have?
Something like that?
Because he gets that underneath. That was like what we were talking about with Kansas City. Is you need for that over the top to work, you need somebody over the middle.
And that little middle.
Exactly.
Right.
It doesn't work the other way around.
Honestly, I think we underestimated. I thought Stephon Diggs was washed.
I thought he wasn't going to be great either.
I thought it was going to be like a Keenan Allen situation.
Yeah, me too. Just shitty.
He looks
right back to normal. He looks
right
really good.
Back.
He looks really good.
It's kind of sad. I have Tank Dell in fantasy, and he's putting up 10. Like, what happened? Like, why isn't he?
It's just volume. CJ can only throw so many times.
It's going to Stephon Diggs or Nico Collins.
That's it. That middle work. That's what makes the money is that middle work.
Yep.
And Diggs will do that middle work.
Yeah.
That's how you get paid in the NFL is
elite,
the routes over the middle.
Elite route running.
Routes run over the middle is what gets you paid. So Diggs will run those routes. But Houston still needs to figure it out.
Going back to this Pittsburgh, I'm liking the Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh right now.
Pittsburgh.
Like Justin Fields, when have we ever seen Justin Fields throw for 300? No interceptions.
Two touchdowns.
No interceptions. He had three total touchdowns. Like,
yeah.
We're finally seeing George Pickens. Because George Pickens
George
is elite.
George Pickens, finally. Yeah,
finally,
exactly.
Bro.
He was a Malik Nabers type. He was a.
He should have been Malik Nabers.
Exactly.
He is literally Malik Nabers before Malik Nabers.
Yeah, Malik Nabers was without a quarterback. Because at least Daniel Jones can get him the ball. They couldn't even get George Pickens the ball.
When they got him the ball, he was doing some crazy shit with it.
Yeah, exactly. It was always a 70-yard touchdown.
I honestly think I'm not mad at the Giants the way they're playing. Yes, they're not.
They
didn't
look terrible, but Daniel Jones has to make those fucking throws. Man, there was at least four where Malik was open, made the route, and 10 yards under throw.
Didn't even have him in stride. He could have had him in stride.
Darius Slayton. I mean, that second play of the game where Malik cooked him on that.
Yeah,
little,
you seen that
on that double move?
Oh my
exactly.
God. Bro
that
was
ball
waiting
was
15
yards underthrown.
Bro was waiting 5 seconds for that ball to come to him.
He ended up fielding a punt. He fielded a punt. That's what happened. Man, you can't make a throw like that. That lady almost just got in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
Not good. Not good. But Steelers look good, but you run into Joe Cool.
Joe Flacco, man.
39 years old.
That's crazy. He threw the ball to... Like, it, you give him a, you give him two quarters, bro, through two touchdowns, 1-7, like.
Take nothing. Like, just like it's another doesn't matter.
And I love it because when you watch his, post-game interviews, they're interviewing after the game, he's like, yeah, I'm just with my kids. Honestly, I'm just chilling.
Yeah,
like, bro, he doesn't give a fuck. I think that's the biggest thing why he's so good is because he gives no fucks. He has no stress. Well, he fails. Oh, I want a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Hey, I want a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
And he's just out there throwing the ball. I think Tom can still do it.
Tom can still do it at this rate
in the NFL.
Does Tom return?
His defense is stuck. No, he's not going to.
Does Tom return?
He's got to be tempted.
Miami? If
you're 39, I mean, would you rather have Joe Flacco or Aaron Rodgers right now?
Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to have Aaron Rodgers. You got to go Aaron Rodgers. In terms of 39-year-old quarterbacks, they're in that same age. They're in the same bracket. The Bears beat the Rams.
What's up with the Jets, though? We haven't...
Oh, the Rob Saleh show. Let's get to that. Wake me up when the Rob Saleh show is done. Please.
Because, I mean, he's been bailed out 2 years in a row due to injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, the first year he had Zach Wilson, so they're going to blame it on Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers got hurt. You're going to blame it on the Aaron Rodgers. So this is his year. Like, it's either this is a, it's a hit or you're out. You better hit out the park or you're done.
I don't think he's going to do that either. They lost last week. It confirmed it. Where is his?
He is not.
I'm trying to find. I can't find the fucker.
Sure. But
I'm trying to find his coach win record.
Yeah, I gotta get going, my boy. I gotta go pick up my girl. So.
Okay, we'll call it there. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate
it. Sports Talk October 1st. Buenos dias.